All right. I guess I better put my microphone over here so I have it. There we go. All right, got that there. And we'll wait for some folks to get online here. But we're going to talk about Dan Brown today a little bit. Got an article for you to look at and to see. You know, Dan Brown, interesting character. I call him a Masonic pimp because that's exactly what he is. He is a Masonic pimp. And, you know, he basically is, working for the devil, I believe, you know, in all actuality, I believe that's who he works for. That's what he's about. You know, the Da Vinci Code and all those other things, you know, that are there. I mean, it's pretty obvious. All of his books are occultic. He's actually the best, Freemason advertiser in the last, 30 years, maybe, I guess you could say. I would have to say that. I mean, I think that's pretty accurate. That's exactly who he's been. He has done more for the craft, so to speak, and Freemasonry than probably anyone else in the last 20 years. I believe that. I believe that's what he's done. You know, I believe he's been very good at it, very effective at it in inspiring people to look into Freemasonry and kind of romanticizing Freemasonry. He also has done his best to try to destroy the work of God and to destroy the gospel of Jesus Christ. He is a devil and an antichrist. So, you know, it stands to reason, I would say, that all of these people have an interesting take, I believe, on, or his take on this is very interesting when we come to talking about what he said recently about the collective consciousness and what he means by that. You know, you've seen, if you've been watching at all for any amount of time, you've seen our OPBC onlines concerning the AI issue. Okay, you've seen that, and so you would understand that what that's all about. And what I'm talking about when I say the collective consciousness and everything like that, you would understand, you know, exactly what we mean when we say that, because really what it is it is Dan Brown is just pushing the Antichrist. I believe that there is this beast system, this iron mixed with clay that is coming. And I believe this beast system is already in effect and it's on the way to merge man with machine. And I believe that's the goal, is to merge man with machine. That is the goal of the Antichrist system. Now, because that is the goal of the Antichrist system, there is also another element of this that people don't understand about the Antichrist and about man becoming perfect. Elon Musk talks about it. Google's head of research talks about it. They asked Google's head of research, they asked him if there was a God, and he said, not yet. He said, not yet. Now, what did he mean by that? Well, he meant that we're going to make a God. Now, you say, now, come on now. You can't really believe that, can you? No, I do believe that that's what they believe. But I believe that they think that they are going to somehow create a God through this sentient thing, that they are going to create a God and they're going to turn man into God. What has been the ultimate goal since Genesis chapter 3? The ultimate goal has been that ye shall be as gods. That is Satan's gospel of evolution. It is the gospel of evolution. It is taught that man will become a God. He will evolve into a God. What did Darwin teach? That man is evolving. What did all the Satanists and all that, they all teach that man is evolving. Now look and see what he says, what Dan Brown says. He's the founder of the Da Vinci Code. wrote all those books basically saying that Jesus Christ had an affair with Mary Magdalene and, you know, Knights Templar garbage and Masonic garbage and all kinds of other goofy stuff. So the question was asked to Dan Brown, and he's got a new book out, and he says, Dan Brown is once again taking on the big questions. Will God survive science? Well, what a question to ask. Will God survive science? Well, that's an unusual thing to ask, isn't it? That's quite the unusual thing to ask people, if God is going to survive science or not. But if you're talking to a devil, it makes sense that you've got to ask that question. If you want to deny the creator, if you want to deny that there's a God in heaven, then you most certainly would ask that question. So let's look at it. Let's look what he says. The Da Vinci Code and other philosophical religious thrillers. During a recent interview, he was asked this question. All the gods of our past have fallen. So the question now is, are we naive to think the gods of today won't suffer the same fate? His new novel is Origin, already a chart topper on Amazon.com, and for Brown's fans, a familiar blend of travelogue, history, conspiracy, and whodunit, with asides on everything from the poetry of William Blake to the rise and fall of fascism in Spain. Brown, a protagonist, Robert Langdon, a Harvard symbologist, is in Spain and back in danger. A former student, Edmund Kirsch, has been assassinated just as he is ready to unveil a scientific technological breakthrough that he promises will bring about the downfall of Western religion and revolutionize how people think of life and death. Langdon, with the help of the prince's wayward lover and a voice of artificial intelligence named Winston, attempts to find out what Kirsch has planned. The Da Vinci Code outraged church officials and scholars with such suggestions as Jesus and Mary married and had children. Brown acknowledged that the controversy led him to avoid larger religious questions in his follow-up novel, The Lost Symbol, but his skepticism remains. A native and longtime resident of New Hampshire, he remembered visiting Boston's Museum of Science as a boy and being confused by the theory of evolution and how it contradicted the story of Adam and Eve. Back home, Brown asked a priest about the differences. This guy said, nice boys don't ask that question. I did what every little boy does. I started asking the questions. He says, I gravitated towards science. Faith became difficult for me. Well, it's not hard for me. If you would ask me that question or a Bible believer that question, we have no problem answering you. We can answer you. Not a problem. It's not a problem at all to answer you. Amen? We have no problem with answering that question at all, period. It's really not that difficult to answer. You know, the answer is, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, right? The answer is, God created man. The answer is, evolution was already in the gospel, in Genesis, it was already there. Satan was preaching evolution to Eve in the Garden of Eden. Evolution is the desire to evolve to godhood status, right? That's what evolution is. Now, let's look at what Dan Brown says about that. Okay, let's look at what he says about it. If he goes on to continue. He said, the miracles for kids today, they have nothing to do with Noah's Ark. They have to do with an operating system. When I was a kid, the miracles of my life were the resurrection, the candlelight service on New Year's Eve, the virgin birth, and three wise men. Things have changed a lot, and it takes numerous amounts of magic to impress on a child that something is special, because they have something special every day of their lives. What a witch. They would fall into, he says, on what is for his friends and the clergy think of his book. They would fall into three categories. Those that essentially say, we're going to have to agree to disagree. Those who would say, hey, this is actually a really interesting dialogue. It's making me think about religion in a new way, an exciting way. Thank you. And those who essentially say, we can't be friends anymore. You know what? Those are outliers. The primary reaction I get from atheists to the deeply devout is that the dialogue is critical. Really, it's not critical. What you're saying is the collective consciousness is going to become God. You want to be a God, Dan Brown, and you don't want to accept the authority of Scripture over you. That's not new. Satan was the same way. He said, I will ascend. I will set my throne above the stars of God. I will be like the Most High. That's not new. That's evolution. It's not new. It's the same old tired trick that Satan's been playing for years. It's nothing new. He said, I spent some time in India and thought I might write about Hinduism, but it's so far removed from my experience, I couldn't even get my mind around it to write about it. Christianity, Judaism, and Islam share a gospel, and it's the one I grew up with. Hinduism is not monotheistic. That's my tradition. This is a religion of many gods. I can't decide whether it feels more advanced or less advanced. It's just so different. He won't write against Eastern religions, Hinduism and things like that. Why? By the way, we don't share a gospel. Christianity does not share a gospel with Islam. Jesus Christ is Lord. He's not just a prophet. He is the prophet, priest, and king. He is God, manifest in the flesh, like the Bible says. He is Lord. He is God. Dan Brown doesn't believe that. Neither does Islam. Islam believes that he was a great prophet, a son of God, but not the son of the living God. They say Allah has no son. Therefore, Allah is not Jehovah. Allah is not Jesus Christ. Allah is Antichrist, who will have a son. And that's what Dan Brown is talking about here. We have plenty of technology. He says, we have plenty of technologies we could use to destroy the planet. We don't. There's more love on this planet than hate. There's more creativity than destructive power. I know it's strange to be saying that, but there's more love than hate by exponential factors. And we'll find a way to express it. Yeah, he'll find a way to express it all right. Now I'm going to read you the article and what he said about the collective conscience. This is all Masonic talk, by the way. You know, it's funny. It's like the Matrix come alive. That's what it is. It's literally like the Matrix come alive. That's what it is. Okay, he said in this article from Yahoo, it says, humanity no longer needs God, but may, with the help of artificial intelligence, develop a new form of collective consciousness that fulfills the role of religion, U.S. author Dan Brown said on Thursday. Brown made the provocative remark at the Frankfurt Book Fair, where he was promoting his new novel, Origin, the fifth outing for Harvard symbology professor Robert Langdon, the protagonist of The Da Vinci Code, a book that questioned the history of Christianity. Origin was inspired by the question, will God survive science, said Brown, adding that this had never happened in the history of humanity. Are we naive today to believe that the gods of the present will survive and be here in 100 years? Brown, 53, told a packed news conference. Set in Spain, Origin opens with Langdon arriving in Guggenheim Museum in Bilbao for an announcement of a reclusive billionaire futurist that promises to change the face of science forever. Sounds like Google, doesn't it? Events quickly take an unexpected turn, providing a plot vehicle for Langdon to visit the historic sites of Spain, including Barcelona, capital of the northern region of Catalonia, that is now in the grip of secession crisis. Okay, Brown, who has sold 200 million books in 56 languages, admitted to not having read a novel in 5 years, but he investigated deeply and spent a lot of time talking to futurists to come up with the storyline for Origin. He recognized that his views may not be welcomed by clerics, but called for greater harmony between the world's religions and those who profess no faith. Okay, so let me get this straight. What you're saying is that Christianity is going to be replaced by science. What you're saying is you're putting another brick in the wall. You're putting it back together again. You're getting the band back together again. What you're saying is that the Antichrist is going to come and he's going to replace God. Who's going to exalt himself above all that is called God? For he that sitteth in the temple of God, what? Saying he is God. I think that's AI. I think it's part of it. I think it's the Antichrist, and I think it's part of it. I think it's the beast system, and I think that's what's happening right in front of our eyes. Turning to the future, Brown said technological change and the development of artificial intelligence would transform the concept of the divine. He said, we will start to find our spiritual experiences through our interconnections with each other, he said, forecasting the emergence of some form of global consciousness. You mean like the singularity? Dan? You mean like the singularity? You mean like what the Masons have been waiting for, the singularity, what the digital world merging with man, that iron mixed with clay merging with man and creating that beast system completely and bringing on and sentient, giving life under the image of the beast? Is that what you're talking about? So they're online and they're live and they're real. You mean like short circuit, like number five is alive? Is that what you're saying, Dan? I think that's what Dan Brown is saying. Turning to the future, Brown said, he said, we will start to find our spiritual experiences, some form of global consciousness that we perceive and that becomes our divine. Yeah. You know, Jesus said they wouldn't receive him, right? But they'd receive one that came in his own name, right? He's going to come in his own. I did a whole series on the Antichrist, and you can listen to that. If you go on YouTube, they're all on there, or sermonaudio.com, and look under the Antichrist, and you'll find it. You'll find it in there. Okay, but I want to read you something here. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped. What is he saying here? He's saying the divine is going to be replaced. We're going to have another divine. It's going to be replaced. The collective consciousness. He said, above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he as God sits in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Dan Brown is preaching the Antichrist. And now you know, remember you not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things? And now you know what withholdeth that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work, only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Well, what does that sound like to you? That, to me, sounds like what Dan Brown is preaching. Now, go back. If you listen to the AI series that we've done, they're all on YouTube. I don't know how many is on Sermon Audio. Go back and listen to the AI series, artificial intelligence series, the merging, the singularity, the Google gospel. Go listen to those. I'll have Luke put some links in there in this so you can find it. Okay, so he'll link up to the Google gospel and the other ones. Go there, link up to that, listen to those, and then listen to the Antichrist series, and then it's all going to fit. See, all these heathens are telling you, satanically inspired heathens are telling you what the Bible's been telling you for years. This is all prophesied about. He's going to exalt himself above all that is called God. Above the divine. Above God and become a new divine where man is connected together. That's what it's about, friend. That's what it's about. So Dan Brown is just preaching the same old Antichrist Masonic message he always has. He's just stepping it up for the next century here. He's stepping it up with the singularity, with Google, with the merging of man and machine, with the making of a God. It's all prophecy. It's all been talked about. It's all coming to pass. You know what? More importantly, though, today, let me ask you, if you were to die today, do you know for sure your sins are forgiven you? Have you been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ? Listen, the Bible says strong delusion is coming. Are you going to be deceived? If you're not saved, if you've never repented and put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ, you will be deceived by the Antichrist. You will fall for it. The Bible says, God shall send them strong delusion because they rejected the gospel of Jesus Christ. The gospel is that Jesus died, was buried, and rose again the third day. He was born of a virgin and lived a perfect sinless life. He died on the cross for your sins. He was buried and he rose again from the dead. The Bible says, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Repent ye and be converted that your sins may be blotted out. You have a sin problem today. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And for the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Jesus died on an old rugged cross for your sins. If you'll repent, put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ alone, he will save you, he will forgive your sins, and he will cleanse you. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. He'll change you, make you a new creature, and you won't fall for this Antichrist nonsense. You won't fall for the destruction that is coming, friend. We beg you in Christ's stead, be reconciled unto God today. All right, have a good day.